Rough Song of Animals Dying by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of the reality of existence inside the ultimate computer, which is the universe, in which the arrow of time flies both ways through bent space. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of all the animals dying, all animals everywhere dying and dying, the wild animals, the long-haired animals, winged animals, feathered animals, clawed and scaled and furry animals, rutting and dying and dying. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of creatures everywhere dying out, in shrinking rainforests, in piney woods and high sierras, on shrinking prairies and tumbleweed mesas, captured, beaten, strapped, starved, and stunned, cornered and traded, species not meant to be nomadic, wandering rootless as man. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of all the animals crying out in their hidden places, in the still silent places left to them, slinking away and crawling about through the dense underbrush, the last great thickets, beyond the mountains, crisscrossed with switchbacks, beyond the marshes, beyond the plains and fences, the west one with barbed wire machines, in the high country, in the low country, crisscrossed with highways, in a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of how they feed and rut and run and hide. In a dream within a dream, I saw how seals are beaten on the ice fields, the soft, white, furry seals with eggshell skulls, the great green turtles beaten and eaten, exotic birds netted and caged and tethered, rare wild beasts and strange reptiles and weird woozoos hunted down for zoos by bearded black marketeers who afterwards ride around Singapore in German limousines. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of the earth heating up and drying out in the famous greenhouse effect, under its canopy of carbon dioxide, breathed out by a billion infernal combustion engines, mixed with the sweet smell of burning flesh. In a dream within a dream, I dreamt a dream of animals calling to each other in codes we never understand. The seal and steer cry out in the same voice as they are clubbed in Chicago stockyards and Newfoundland snowfields. It is the same cry, the wounds never heal in the commonweal of animals. We steal their lives to feed our own, and with their lives our dreams are sown in a dream within a dream. I dreamt a dream of the daily scrimmage for existence in the wind-up model of the universe, the spinning meat wheel world, in which I was a fish who eats his tail, in which I was a claw upon a beach, in which I was a snake upon a tree, in which I was a serpent's egg, a yin-yang yoke of good and evil about to consume itself.